Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
All buyers are apparently welcome, except for Christians. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Hutchinson Center was for sale to the highest bidder, unless that bidder is a Christian church. That was the effective action taken by the University of Maine system, and this is our latest case, Holly, in Maine, where this church, Calvary Chapel Belfast, actually won the award for all of the points that were needed to be the highest bidder, and they were awarded the opportunity to actually negotiate the final price of this Hutchinson Center, which was not being used by the university and which the church wanted to use to expand its worship facility. And then once it became the highest bidder, two competitor bidders, both secular, particularly one in specific, complained that this was going to a church and that the church, by virtue of being a church, would automatically be discriminatory to the so-called LGBTQ community. And as a result of that, the University of Maine system revoked the award to Calvary Chapel Belfast, and that's when we got involved.
Yeah, it's blatant discrimination. I mean, the church rightfully earned the winning bid to negotiate this property. And if you look at the property, I saw pictures of it online, it's perfect for a church, especially a church that's wanting to make a positive impact in the neighborhood and give some opportunity for growth. As you recall, we represented Calvary Chapel Bangor during the COVID lockdowns. And the cool thing was that God used that opportunity to then birth six more churches out of that church. And this is one of them, Calvary Chapel Belfast. Now they have, and this is a tough mission field here in Maine. It's a very rural area. And as you see, they're fighting to buy this building, which they rightfully earned and outscored the other bidders. But yet, because it's a church, they're blatantly discriminating against it.
Yeah, Calvary Chapel Bangor in Bangor, Maine, is the mother church of six churches, including this one here, Calvary Chapel Belfast. And during COVID, the strong leadership of the pastor, who has an outreach not only in the church community and through the church, but also has a facility that is for women and men, residential, and it lasts for 12 months, and it rehabilitates people who have been in drugs, mm-hmm. alcohol, and other kinds of situations. So it's got an amazing impact. It refused to close the doors during COVID. And like many of the churches and the pastors that were strong leaders, those churches thrived as a result mm-hmm. of those strong positions of the church leaders. And it birthed six churches. Amazingly, this is one of those churches.
Yeah, I think it's such a Genesis 50-20 story. You've got Governor Mills, who is, has putting her tyrannical hand against these churches. And as a result, God said, no, wait, I have more to do with these churches. More people need to be reached. And that's what's happened as a result.
Yeah, so Calvary Chapel Belfast is one of those church plants, and it has a church facility, but it also has an outreach, just like its mother church, for men and women to give rehabilitation from a Christian perspective. And it's a very powerful program. So they began meeting, they began growing, and this facility became available. And so they put out a bid, and they were the winner of that bid, and the University of Maine system awarded them mm-hmm. the ability to go negotiate the final purchase of that particular facility, which would be great for their church. But then what happened was one of the secular competitor bidders, Waldo Community Action Partners, they asked the university to rescind the award over the church's scriptural beliefs on marriage and human sexuality, and subsequently, then that was suspended. And by conspiracy, then with the university leadership, they rigged the second bidding process so that Calvary Chapel Belfast did not get the award, and in fact, it went to the complaining party, the Waldo Community Action Partners. The complaint was that This church is a church, and by its very, quote, design, close quote, using that word from their statement, by its very design, a church would necessarily, and I'm quoting, discriminate against gays and lesbians, and consequently, this university facility should not be sold to any church that holds biblical positions on marriage and human sexuality.
But the thing is, Matt, that's not true. They're not going to discriminate against anybody. They're not going to turn away anyone. You know, if someone who is struggling with same-sex attractions, feelings, etc., they're not going to turn them away from the door. But when they come in prayerfully, they will be loved, they will be embraced, and they will hear the gospel, and that hopefully will change their lives.
They're certainly not going to place them as leaders in the church, but they will minister to them,
right.
And they do.
Right.
Just like they minister to anyone else. They have the right to be able to select the kinds of leaders in their church that are consistent with their doctrinal values, but their doctrine, their mission, their gospel reaches out to all broken people, no matter what their brokenness might be. And so they reach out to the whole community. It's a very powerful ministry.
That's what the gospel does. It changes lives.
It finds out where you are. It accepts you, meets you where you are, and then transforms you because of
right.
the love of Christ.
So that's really sad that they're so afraid of that. You know, if they're struggling, then why not, you know, come visit the church, and they would be welcome with open arms, and they would hear the truth of the gospel.
So after public pressure that was instigated by this secular bidder, the University of Maine Systems Vice Chancellor in Finance and Administration, Ryan Lowe, summarily rescinded the church's bid award while citing to this protest by the Waldo Community Action Partners. They cited to it as the reason for doing so. And they have no basis in that particular complaint. So what Liberty Counsel did is we filed a federal lawsuit arguing for an injunction against the university system. And during the hearing, the University Maine system and subsequent to that agreed in writing to pause the process. Mm-hmm. So they are going to freeze the process. There's an internal appeal that is taking place, and that process will play out. The property will not be distributed, sold, or provided to anyone. That's going to be paused because of our lawsuit. Now, we'll find out what's going to happen in this internal process, but the fact is, it doesn't matter what happens. If obviously, the church wins that appeal, fine. But if the church loses the appeal, the litigation will continue. The reason is because when we roll back the clock, the church rightfully was awarded the original contract, the original ability to pursue this property. They did it fair and square. The only reason why it was revoked, the only reason is because it's a church.
Right.
And, you know, Maine has lost on that issue before. Remember about 2 years ago, within the last 2 years, a case went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and it involved the voucher system in
mm-hmm.
Maine. And remember, Maine, in their public schools, gave vouchers to private schools to be able to start different places of education in rural areas where public schools are not located, because there's a lot of rural areas in Maine, for those who are not familiar with the landscape. But they excluded Christian churches, Christian schools from that voucher program. That case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled against Maine and in favor of the Christian schools. This is the same thing. To revoke this bid award to Calvary Chapel Belfast solely because of it being a church, being a Christian church that holds doctrinal positions on marriage and human sexuality, is unconstitutional.
Right. Here you have Maine's largest educational enterprise has now unlawfully conspired and discriminated against the church on the basis of religion in violation of the First and 14th Amendment. So I don't know about you, but I think this is going to be a win for our church.
Yeah, it's going to be a win for our church. I think, you know, what they did ultimately when they did the second bidding, they actually added a criteria that there would be a leaseback provision for the internet hub, and they wanted to change the conditions. You know, well, the fact is, those weren't put on there. The only reason that they put those other conditions on there was because of complaints that this was a church. They need to do the right thing. The church, Calvary Chapel, Belfast, won rightfully the ability to bid on that property. They have a right to be able to negotiate the final price, and we will make sure that they get that right and they're able to get their constitutional rights protected. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.